My name is Gustavo Caboclo. I'm a visual artist from Wapichana people. Wapichana people are indigenous populations that lives between Brazil and Guyana, and my family lives in Roraima. My art process is called Return to Land, and it's a research about our relationship with this living being called Earth. When we think about our journey, we need to speak about our territorial displacement movements, our indigenous diaspora, and also thinking about our history, our Wapichana history, our Brazilian indigenous historiography, and the colonial encounters, bringing questions such as, who are the indigenous peoples today? To reflect about how can we relate to each other, these collections, and we indigenous peoples. For the exhibition, I chose three images to present. The first one is called Diffuse Encounters, and it's an encounter from different spindles from different contexts. In 2022, in February, we proposed a meeting of spindles at the Museum Paranaense. So we brought a spindle that we used to create the threads from our community in Roraima and connect to spindles on the museological context. So on this encounter, we had on spindle from Wapichana community, three spindles from that my mother produced, and several spindles from the museum, from different indigenous populations. Many questions raises from these encounters, such as, what do these spindle beings have to say? Because we believe the spindle has voice and life. What kind of memory they can share and weave and speak from this encounter? Since they have the same shape and form, but belong to different indigenous populations from different contexts and time, what kinds of threads can we produce from this point? The second photography is called Wapichana Extension. Lucilene and I, my mother, we produced an outfit, a clothing that we can connect with our Wapichana family. So different pieces of fabric connect to each other, and we use it together to create a collective body. We're all using the same clothes and move. Me and my family, we walk together in the landscape. At this moment, we can observe the limitations and potentials of our collective journey. What happens when us, as an indigenous family, we go from Roraima and then we walk on the streets of Rio de Janeiro or Curitiba or any other city? What happens when we use the same clothing and walk on the same path? The last photography is called They Will Not Erase Our Memory, and it's about an encounter we did in the National Museum in Rio de Janeiro. In 2018, this museum caught fire, and part of the indigenous history from this collection turned into ashes. So in 2019, I launched a book called The Field After the Fire, reflecting a piece and objects. A living object that this museum had from our people and the indigenous collection that they lost. In 2021, me and my family could go there and carried a fabric flag with this message that is very important to us and repeated many times. They will not erase our memory. They will not erase our memory. They will not erase our memory. So we presented ourselves in this place after the fire to think, what can we be born after this fire? Because everything is on fire. Our story, our bodies, our mental health, the forest is under attack, the indigenous populations are under attack. What can we do from this point, from the flame? What words are possible to create after the fire? When I think about imagine, I think about a world of accessibility where we, as indigenous people, we manage to connect and work to retell stories based on our autonomy. A place where we can rewrite history from our point of view. When we manage to transform museums into accessible places, a place that we don't feel excluded, and we can create a space of art that we can identify ourselves with. This art that we've been always making, but when it loses the characteristic of artifact, of past, and we place into the present to debate issues that really matter, like discussing our relationship between us and Earth and these various beings that live on it, beyond the idea of the human in the center.